from TD Ballpark in beautiful Dunedin, Florida. It's almost time for Dunedin Blue Jays baseball. This afternoon, it's the series finale between the Blue Jays and the defending Florida State League champion, Jupiter Hammerheads. Good afternoon, everybody. Happy Sunday. It's Larry Larson in with you, as always, here on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Welcome in to the Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show. Pregame show is always brought to you by Eddie's Bar and Grill in Dunedin. Enjoy a game on one of 50 flat-screen TVs or play in the game room designed for all ages. Eddie's Bar and Grill, where every day is game day. The Blue Jays come into this one at 18-20, and they have heated up again. They've won four consecutive games over these Hammerheads, winning their first series in weeks, snapping a four-series losing streak. It's their first series win since they defeated Tampa. They took five out of six games from them in the first road trip of the year, April 9th through the 14th. So the Blue Jays have started to turn things around after that late April slide. Two games under 500, while Jupiter at 22-16 is now tied for first place over in the Florida State League East. We'll get to that a little bit later on the pregame show, but first, to wrap up last night's ball game. It was another thriller. That's kind of the trend this week. A lot of late drama for the Blue Jays, but they won last night 4-2. They took an early lead against Marlins top prospect Noble Meyer, who hit Victor Arias with the first pitch he threw. Arias came in to score on a wild pitch. The Blue Jays led 1-0. And then in the fourth inning, Jupiter scored on a wild pitch. So that made it 1-1. And then the Hammerheads eventually took a 2-1 lead in the sixth as Ryan Ignafo ripped a single off knuckleballer Jordan Powell to deliver a 2-1 lead. That lead held until the eighth. The Blue Jays used five runs in the eighth to win on Friday night. They used three runs in the eighth to win last night. Victor Arias and Gene Joseph ripped back-to-back singles to open the inning. Then Tucker Thoman got hit with a pitch, loading the bases for Edward Duran, who rolled the ball up the middle. Jesus Hernandez, the shortstop, made a diving play, flipped to second base to Jordan McCants for the fielder's choice, but he came off the bag. So everybody was safe. Arias scored from third to tie the game. And then Christian Feliz sent a fly ball to center. It was a sac fly. Joseph scored from third. Blue Jays took the lead. Then the Blue Jays tacked on one more, another sac fly from Daniel Perez. That made it 4-2. But things got a little dramatic in the top of the ninth inning. Irv Carter was out for his third inning of work. He had retired six straight batters to open his outing, but put on the first three batters of the ninth to load the bases with no outs. Blue Jays went back to the bullpen. They handed the baseball to Eliander Alcalde, and he rose to the occasion. He struck out back-to-back batters looking. And then, with Yoel Martinez at the plate, Alcalde ended the ball game. The 0-1. Martinez pops it up into left center. Arias waves for it. He's under it. Makes the catch. Ball game over. Blue Jays hang on, and they take the series.
This summer, we're going.
Not a commercial break quite yet, but a nice win for the Blue Jays last night, not without a little bit of drama. So Dunedin will have an opportunity to take five out of six games from the Hammerheads here today after they were swept by Jupiter in Jupiter at the end of April. Blue Jays looking for some sweet revenge to wrap up the week. So that's the recap of last night's ball game. Coming up next here on the Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show, we'll preview the pitching matchups, take a look at the standings, and get you set with the starting lineups for today's ball game. Jupiter Blue Jays coming up next here on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Bally Live. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the four-game flex pack. Purchase four or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews flex pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Hey DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Welcome back inside TD Ballpark. We're just about ready for the series finale and the season series finale between the Dunedin Blue Jays and the Jupiter Hammerheads. Let's dive a little bit further into today's matchup by first taking a look at the standings around the Florida State League. We'll start over in the East, where the Hammerheads reside, and there is now a first-place tie at the top after Palm Beach drubbed St. Lucie last night 12-1, and Jupiter lost here in Dunedin. So both those two teams at 22-16, they are tied at the top. Over in the Florida State League West, Clearwater remains on top by one game over Lakeland at 26-12. Blue Jays all alone in third place now after Bradenton lost last night to Tampa. That's the good news, but the bad news is the Jays are still eight games back. Clearwater starting to really gain some separation between the pack. Of course, Lakeland still just one game back, but Blue Jays, Marauders, Mighty Muscles might have a tall task if they want to catch up to the Threshers. So that's the league standings. Now for today's pitching matchup. The pitching matchup is presented by Clear Sky Draft House on Main Street in Dunedin. Find fresh, chef-driven pub grub complemented by high-end craft beers at Clear Sky. It's two right-handers today. Gage Stanifer goes for the Blue Jays. He's making his fourth start. Small sample size for him, but he's been roughed up at times. 7 2/3 innings. He's allowed 8 earned runs, but an encouraging development. Last week, Stanifer threw 3 innings, did not allow an earned run on the road at Fort Myers. He'll be opposed by Jake Brooks. In a rotation full of stars for Jupiter, Brooks, a guy who's maybe a little more under the radar, has been the best. This is his 7th appearance this year. He leads the Florida State League with a 1.14 ERA, and he's third with an 0.85 whip. Brooks, a right-hander at 6'4", drafted by the Marlins out of UCLA in the 11th round last year. So it's Jake Brooks for Jupiter, Gage Stanifer for Dunedin. Two right-handers in today's pitching matchup presented by Clear Sky Draft House. Now for today's starting lineups. First for the visitors from the Florida State League East, the Hammerheads. It starts with Jordan McCants in the leadoff spot for the third straight game. One thing to note with this lineup, no Dylan Head for the second straight night. McCants will lead it off and play second base. Jesus Hernandez is the shortstop, batting second, as he has all week. Ryan Ignafo is the DH today, the team leader in average at .316. Brock Vredenburg is over at first. He's the cleanup man. Colby Shade is out in center. John Cruz will bat sixth and play right. JT Mabry is over at third base, batting seventh. And Yoral Martinez is out in left, hitting eighth. Carmine Lane rounds it out, batting ninth, and doing the catching. That Jupiter order has really struggled at the plate, but they lead the league in stolen bases. Those are the Hammerheads. These are the Dunedin Blue Jays. Gene Joseph will lead it off. He's out in center field. Tucker Toman in the two spot today, playing shortstop. Joan Helipunte is out in right after a day off last night. He'll bat third. Christian Feliz is over at first and the cleanup man. Manuel Beltre in the five spot today, playing second base. Nick Deschamps came off the injured list earlier this week and went 2-for-3 with a homer and a triple. He's back in today doing the catching. Alexis Hernandez will play left and bat seventh. Ricardo Ballo will play his first game since May 3rd, hitting eighth and playing third base. And Bryce Arnold is in the DH spot today, batting ninth. So that's the lineup and the defense for the Dunedin Blue Jays. Lineups are presented by Bon Appetit for a lineup of delectable flavors, quality ingredients, and exceptional service with a waterfront view. Visit Bon Appetit in Dunedin. All that sounds pretty good to me. Bon Appetit, great spot here in Dunedin. Blue Jays starting lineup being introduced right now. Some youngsters getting to run out onto the field with the Jays. Uniform descriptions today, the Blue Jays suiting up in their traditional home whites. Since they've won four in a row, I don't think they want to mix up the uniforms, so they ditch the Sunday blues today and go with the all-white get-up. Blue Jays in blue across the chest, blue numbers on the back. Split text on the chest and with those numbers, with black Armed Forces Weekend caps. Blue Jays logo on the center in gold with some gold stars all around. For Jupiter, they're wearing the same uniforms that they have for most of the week. Jupiter across the chest in black with the big J representing a fish hook. Black caps, gray pants for the Hammerheads with black numbers and orange and blue trim for the single-A affiliate of the Miami Marlins. Kind of a similar color scheme as the big league club for Jupiter. Bryce Arnold trots out onto the field, last one to be introduced. That means it's almost time for the national anthem here at TD Ballpark. Gage Staniford trots out of the dugout, and now we will take a listen in to our nation's national anthem before first pitch here in Dunedin at TD Ballpark. Series finale coming up soon.
Fans, please remove your caps, and for those who are able, please rise for the singing of the national anthem.
A smooth rendition of our nation's national anthem has us all set for baseball. Final game of the season series between the Jupiter Hammerheads and the Dunedin Blue Jays as the Little Leaguers hustle their way off the field. Gage Staniford will start his warm-up tosses. Staniford, the right-hander at 6'3", 201 pounds. He's 20 years old. Drafted by the Blue Jays back in 2022 in the 19th round at a high school in the Indianapolis area. Staniford throws a fastball, slider, and a split changeup. Fastball sits in the low to mid-90s. usually right around 93-94 for him. Standing for a split changeup, also pretty nasty at times. Most of the damage against opponents this year has come against the fastball. So his off-speed stuff has been good, but it's been the fastball that has given him a little bit of trouble. This is Stanifer's fourth start of the year. He didn't open the season on the Blue Jays roster, but came up after a few injuries to the starting rotation. And it looks like he's settled right into this spot. Coming off his best outing last week on the road at Fort Myers, he threw three innings, worked around three hits and two walks, and did not allow an earned run while striking out three batters. Stanifer with some bright baby blue cleats. Can probably be described as Carolina blue. Bright baby blue and with his home white jersey. Stanifer is all wrapped up with his warm-up tosses. He's set to face Jordan McCants to open the ball game.
Second baseman, number four, Jordan McCants.
McCants, the speedster, has struggled hitting for average to open the year, but always a threat when he gets on base. Went 0 for 4 last night with two strikeouts. The lefty climbs in. Stanifer on the hill. He's ready for the first pitch, and here it is. It's in there for a called strike, and we are underway at 12:03 Eastern Time. Thanks for joining us on your Sunday. It's a gray and overcast day here. 0-1 misses outside. One ball, one strike. High-level clouds shading the sun, but still enough to make you squint. It's a bright cloudy, if that makes sense. 1-1. McCants swings and misses on the fastball. Makes it 1-2. McCants drafted by the Marlins in 2021 in the third round at a high school in Pensacola, Florida. 1-2. He chases a fastball outside of the zone upstairs, and Stanifer blew it by him. Swinging strikeout for out number one.
Now batting shortstop number two, Jesus Hernandez.
Brings up Jesus Hernandez with the bases empty. Just getting started, top of the first. We're scoreless. Hernandez went 0 for 2 last night. First offer. Called strike. Lower half of the zone, and it's 0-1. Our umpiring crew today, Larry Pettis calling balls and strikes behind home plate. Zach Kovic mans the bases. 0-1. Stanifer misses outside. One ball, one strike. Today's umpires are sponsored by Pisces Sushi and Global Bistro. For sushi and international cuisine with a contemporary flair, visit Pisces in downtown Dunedin. 1-1 is a called strike. Slider that time, or rather a sinker. 92-mile-an-hour heater. Stanifer rocks and deals. And Hernandez with a check swing. He went. Strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts to open the outing for Gage Stanifer.
Designated hitter number 26, Ryan Ignafo.
Brings up Ryan Ignafo with the bases empty. Team leader in average for Jupiter. Right-hander on right-hander. First pitch is sprayed foul into the screen. And it's 0-1. Ignafo went 2 for 4 last night with an RBI single. His average at 316 in 24 games. 0-1. Swing and a miss on the high cheddar. Just like that, it's 0-2. Stanifer within striking distance is striking out the side in the top of the first. Ignafo says, hey, let's slow it down. He calls time, paces out of the box, and climbs back in. Gage has the sign, rocks and fires, and Ignafo comes up empty. That's strike three. Gage Stanifer strikes out the side, swinging in the top of the first. We go to the bottom half. Blue Jays coming up on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Yesterday's Jupiter starter was the Marlins' top prospect. Today their starter is the top pitcher in the Florida State League in terms of ERA. It's Jake Brooks, who comes into this one with a 1-1-4 mark in 31 and two-thirds innings. We've got no score going to the bottom of the first. Brooks will face Gene Joseph, the Blue Jays' leadoff man. Went 1-for-4 yesterday. First pitch to him. Fastball misses low and outside, and it's 1-0. Brooks stands at 6'4", 210, looks the part. Long and lanky righty, winds and fires, and Joseph drives it into center. Pretty well hit. Shade back at the wall, and it's gone. A leadoff laser beam. Solo homer for Gene Joseph. Puts the Blue Jays in front 1-0. A screamer left the bat at 102.
Shortstop, number 9, Tucker Tobin.
Third homer for Gene Joseph. Here's Tucker Tobin. First pitch to him. High chopper foul on the first base side, and it's 0-1. Tobin has three homers this year. A 216 average after going 0-for-3 last night. The pitch, a wave and a miss. Swung over a changeup there. Brooks throws a fastball in the low to mid-90s. Slider and that changeup that we just saw. That was the second homer allowed by Brooks. Tobin swings and misses on the 0-2, got a piece of it, but right into Ryan Ignafo's mitt, or rather Carmine Lane doing the catching today. And Tolman's down on strikes, out number one. Bounce back for Brooks. Gene Joseph's homer has the Blue Jays on top 1-0. Here's a Aponte, first pitch to him. Juwan Held takes low and outside for ball one. Ponte had the night off last night. 1-0. Misses out. Two balls, no strikes. Ponte really having a big week. One of the best in the league this week. 8-for-17, the pitch. Misses low and away. Three balls, no strikes. Ponte's 8 hits this week. The second most in the Florida State League. So if he has a good day today, could be in the hunt for player of the week. We'll see. 3-0. Aponte pops it up. Into right. Cruz over towards the line. He's camped under it and makes the catch, backpedaling. And Aponte is set down for out number two.
First baseman, number 34, Christian Benny.
Christian Feliz comes to the plate now. The cleanup man had a double last night. Went 1-for-3. Continuing his good month. First pitch. He takes all the way and takes a called strike on a fastball at 90. And it's 0-1. Feliz is batting average at 176, but he does have six homers. 0-1. A slider taken for a called strike on the back door. And just like that, it's 0-2. If you look at Feliz's month of May, Those numbers a little bit more impressive. 14 games, OPS over 800. 0-2, rocketed foul. Down the first base line. Still 0-2. Feliz's batting average at 245. And you look at that number, and you figure if Feliz keeps up with the power numbers and can hit 245 over the course of a few months or the full season, oh, man, look out. That's trouble. 0-2. Feliz with a check swing foul ball. He stays alive, still 0-2. Feliz, a big left-handed batter at 6'5". Waits on the next 0-2. And drives it towards the gap in left center. Long run for Shade, and it's the left fielder Martinez who glides underneath it. He makes the catch, and the inning is over. But not before. One swing of the bat puts the Blue Jays in front. Gene Joseph with a leadoff homer. Makes it 1-0 Blue Jays as we go to the second on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in-store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Thanks to a Gene Joseph leadoff blast, it's 1-0 Jays going to the top of the second inning. Gage Stanifer ready to face Brock Vredenburg, the cleanup man for Jupiter today. First pitch. A check swing on a fastball. It's a called strike, and it's 0-1. Vredenburg went 0-2 last night with two walks and two strikeouts. The pitch is fouled back, and it's quickly 0-2. Stanifer pelting the zone early in this game. Struck out the side in the first. Trying to build on his best outing of the year his last time out. He reads the sign from Deschamps into his motion, the pitch. Misses high and away, 1-2. Vredenburg hitting 165, but among the league leaders in walks. The pitch. He thought about going around on a changeup, but did not on the appeal down to the base umpire, Zach Kovic. Two balls, two strikes. Vredenburg at 6'6 from the left side. Waves the bat in a small circle as he waits for the 2-2, and he takes up and in. It's full, 3-2. Vredenburg, a product of Michigan State. Waits on the payoff from Stanifer, and it's popped up out of play. Third base side. We'll do it over. Walks have been a problem for Gage so far this year. Again, small sample size, 6 walks to 9 strikeouts. Holds the mitt in front of his face, now winds and deals. And Vredenburg pops it up into left. Hernandez moves back, now in. He's under it, makes the catch. Stanifer wins that battle. Vredenburg's out number one in the top of the second.
Six, Colby Shade.
Here's Colby Shade. So that homer for Gene Joseph made it 1-0 Blue Jays last half inning. Might not be the only homer today. Wind is whipping out to center. First pitch to Kobe Shade. Misses outside. Ball one. Blowing a little bit out towards right. Kind of swirling towards center at times. It is a hitter's day. Pitch. Called strike at the knees. One ball, one strike. Shade went 0 for 3 last night with a walk and two strikeouts. The wind and the pitch. A check swing on a slider. He went. It's 1-2. Those pitches really fooling the Hammerheads. Those sliders from Stanifer. The wind and the 1-2. Shade hops it to short. Toman is there. Fields it cleanly. Throws to first. Just in time to get a hustling Shade. Two down.
Right fielder, number 21, John Cruz.
So it's up to John Cruz to avoid a second straight 1-2-3 inning for the Hammerheads to open the ball game. The lefty waits on the first pitch and swings through it on a fastball. 0-1. Oh, Stanifer's feeling it. Looks comfortable out there. He kicks and delivers. And Cruz takes a called strike two. Sinker on the inside edge. It's 0-2. Balls and strikes being called by Larry Pettis today, but both teams have three challenges. You win the challenge, you keep it. 0-2. Cruz pops it up out of play. We'll do it again. If you lose a challenge, so for example, you think a ball is a strike, you challenge that call and then lose it, you lose the challenge. So then you only have two left, and so on and so forth. The next 0-2 from Stanifer, fouled back. Cruz staying alive. Cruz just a 140 hitter. In 35 games, he's been an everyday guy for the Hammerheads. Team leader with 14 runs driven in. 0-2. He takes way outside. Didn't chase on the changeup. 1-2. Stanifer toes the first base side of the rubber. Gathers the sign from Deschamps. Back with the 1-2 pitch. Misses up and away again. Stanifer covers his glove. Or covers his mouth with his glove. Probably a little frustrated here, but it's 2 balls, 2 strikes. Trying not to lose Cruz. 2-2 pitch. Misses upstairs. Now it's full 3-2. Stanifer scoops up the rosin bag before climbing back on the hill. Cruz struck out 3 times last night, trying to avoid one to open his day here. The payoff pitch is lined into left. Hernandez comes in and makes the catch on the liner, and the inning is over. 6 up, 6 down from Gage Stanifer. We go to the home second. Blue Jays leading 1-0 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network in Valley Live. Looking to support the Dunedin Blue Jays while at the gym, out for a run, or spending time outside? We've got the merchandise collection for you with the Under Armour Performance Gear Collection in the Jays Shop. Check out our selection of performance men's and women's t-shirts next time you're in the Jays Shop at TD Ballpark. Or shop online anytime you want at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Tell your family, friends, and coworkers that you're gone fishing with Dunedin Blue Jays as June 14th is Fishing Night at TD Ballpark. Join us for a night of fishing fun, including raffles for fishing-themed prizes and experiences to benefit Vet Catch. don't forget to get here early, as the first 1,000 fans receive a Dunedin Blue Jays fishing hat presented by Pisces Sushi and Global Bistro. First pitch is set for 6:30 against Bradenton. Don't get skunked. Reel in your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com.
Second baseman, number one, Manuel Beltre.
Blue Jays with a 1-0 lead over Jake Brooks and Jupiter as we go to the bottom of the second. Brooks will face 5-6-7 here, starting with Manuel Beltre. First pitch. He takes up ball one. It's challenged by Jupiter. First challenge of the day. Larry Pettis pops the earbud in as if he's taking a phone call. And the call stands. It's a ball. So Jupiter loses its first challenge. 1-0 on Manny. Brooks deals. And a slider is in there for a called strike. That's 1-1. Beltre, a top 30 Blue Jays prospect. Hitting 244, the pitch. It is popped up on the infield, right back towards the mound. Brooks called off by the third baseman, Mabry, and he makes a one-handed catch, trailing towards second. Beltre retired for out number one.
Catcher, number 31, Nick Deschamps.
Brings up Nick Deschamps. He's got a hit in all five games he's played this year, including his return from the IL earlier this week. Boy, did he make an impact. First pitch. The lefty takes low and in, ball one. Nick belted a homer out to right, and then a triple that flew over the fence, bounced back in, and was incorrectly ruled in play. 1-0, Deschamps takes a big swing and a miss. Accidentally clips Carmine Lane. The catcher makes sure to check on him. One ball, one strike. Shams in an open stance. The pitch. Misses low and in. Two balls, one strike. Nick signed by the Blue Jays as an undrafted free agent, 2021. Played his final year of high school ball here in Florida. The wind in 2-1. Is a called strike on the inside black. Two balls, two strikes. Deschamps more known for his defense behind the plate than his bat, but boy, as he looked good to open his year. Granted, he had about a month off. 2-2. Misses down. Runs it full, 3-2. Shortstop Jesus Hernandez playing towards the middle. Payoff pitch is popped into right. Sends Cruz towards center, calls for it, glides under it, and makes the catch. Shams is out number two. Base is empty for Alexis Hernandez. Hernandez went 0-3 yesterday, and the win for the Jays with a walk. First offer, fouled back. Over the booth, out of the ballpark. That's 0-1. That'll wake you up on a Sunday afternoon. 0-1 pitch. Hernandez chops it foul, third base line. And it's 0-2. Hernandez batting 162 this season. He's played 25 games in his first season in the Blue Jays org. Picked in the minor league portion of the Rule 5 draft over the offseason from the Red Sox. 0-2. Chopper foul. We'll do it over. Blue Jays leading 1-0, bottom two. Solo homer from Gene Joseph. Only hit of the ball game so far. 0-2. That one misses up, and now it's one ball and two strikes. Alexis continuing to look a little bit more comfortable at the plate with every game after a slow start. The 1-2 offer. Reached out, chopped foul again. A changeup on the outside edge. The battle continues. And now Matt Von Romer is going to have to chase down that foul ball to bounce down the left field line. Blue Jays acting manager this weekend, Jose Mayorga with the weekend off, back home in Panama.
Brooks gathers the sign from Lane. Kicks and delivers. And Hernandez lines it towards the corner and right, fading away from Cruz. He won't get there, and it's off the wall. Hernandez chugs into second with a stand-up two-out double. Got just enough barrel on that ball, and the wind took care of the rest.
Third baseman, number 36, Ricardo Ballo.
Brings up Ricardo Ballo. Ballo in his first game since May 3rd. Playing third base today. Good utility guy to have on the infield. Can play both first and third. Batting 175 to open his season. Batting from the left side here. First pitch. Ballo slaps it through the hole on the left side for a base hit. Hernandez gets the stop sign at third base. So Ballo's first pitch he's seen in a live game since May 3rd is a base hit. That is so hard to do. Ballo made it look easy. Had a big hole on the left side. He capitalizes. There's men on the corners for Bryce Arnold with two down in the bottom of the second. Blue Jays already lead 1-0, looking for more. Arnold had last night off. Righty on righty. Brooks from the stretch. Pauses and throws. And it's a called strike. Fastball in the upper half of the zone. It's 0-1. Arnold 1 for 13 this week. His only hit is a big one. Two RBI double back on Friday. Tied the ball game in the eighth. 0-1. A slider is a called strike on the outside edge. Bryce looks at it for a moment and then kind of tilts his head as if to say, all right, it's 0-2. Bryce told me the other day that he's starting to see the ball better. Felt good on Friday, but only had that one hit to show for it, and that's how it goes sometimes. 0-2 from Brooks. After a long pause, Bryce lays off a slider, low and outside. 1-2. Arnold hitting 192 on the year. He's got 15 runs driven in. Has pretty much been an everyday guy. He's played 31 games counting today. A 1-2. Has flied into left. It sends Martinez back. Now he takes a few steps towards center. Makes a one-handed grab. And the inning is over. Blue Jays get two-out hits but can't capitalize. And their lead holds at 1-0. Through two. On the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Bally Live.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Top of the third inning on a comfortable Sunday for baseball at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays with a 1-0 lead, thanks to a solo homer from Gene Joseph. In the bottom of the first, Gage Stanifer will face 7-8-9 in the Hammerheads lineup. Six up, six down for him so far. First pitch to J.D. Mabry. misses in ball one. Mabry did not play last night. He's 1-for-10 this week with an RBI. The 1-0. Mabry barrels it up into center, but Joseph is under it on the track. He makes the catch. And JT Mabry is retired for out number one. 7-up, 7-down for Staniford.
Yerol Martinez.
Brings up Yerol Martinez. Went 0-for-4 in the loss last night for Jupiter. Their four-game losing streak coming into action today is their longest this year. First pitch, called strike, 0-1. Martinez, one of four lefties in the lineup. Staniford winds and deals. Martinez reaches out, pops it out of play, third base side. Quickly 0-2. Martinez, a native of the Dominican Republic, acquired by the Marlins over the offseason in the minor league Rule 5 draft. The 0-2. Chopped on the ground to second base. Beltre scoops it up, throws to first in time. Two quick outs for Staniford in the third. 1-0 Blue Jays. Here's Carmine Lane.
Carmine Lane.
Lane playing his second game this week. Went 1-for-4 back in game three. Right-hander on right-hander. Staniford fires. And Lane lifts it into right. Aponte back on the warning track, called off by Joseph, and he can't make a running catch. It's off the wall. Lane motors around second. He's heading to third, and the throw is well late. It's cut off, and Carmine Lane is into third with a triple.
Second baseman, number four, Jordan McCants.
First base runner of the ball game. Comes on a three-bagger. So Jupiter has the tying run 90 feet away for the top of the order in Jordan McCants. Two outs, top of the third, 1-0 Blue Jays. McCants 0-for-1, first pitch. He has a called strike. Slider on the inside corner. It's 0-1. Lane hit that ball pretty well off the bat, but it was helped by the wind. Really carrying to right. 0-1, a swing and a foul tip. Quickly 0-2. Anything hit to right today, if you're a pitcher, it'll make you hold your breath. Staniford trying to strand Lane. The 0-2 misses down. One ball and two strikes. Gage with three strikeouts today, all in the first inning. Trying to work three scoreless. He reads the sign. Winds and fires. And McCants checks his swing on a pitch low and in. He went, according to Zach Kovic. And McCants strikes out for the second time today. Gage Staniford leaves Carmine Lane on third base after a two-out triple. And we are on to the home half of the third. Still 1-0 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Tell your family, friends, and coworkers that you're gone fishing with Dunedin Blue Jays as June 14th is Fishing Night at TD Ballpark. Join us for a night of fishing fun, including raffles for fishing-themed prizes and experiences to benefit Vet Catch. And don't forget to get here early, as the first 1,000 fans receive a Dunedin Blue Jays fishing hat presented by Pisces Sushi and Global Bistro. First pitch is set for 6:30 against Bradenton. Don't get skunked. Reel in your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com. Home half of the third, Gene Joseph coming to the plate. He's responsible for the Blue Jays' 1-0 lead. Solo homer, leadoff homer, and the first pitch. Breaking ball, hammered to center again, shade back. This one's going to stay in the yard. He's under it in front of the warning track and makes the catch.
Shortstop, number 9, Tucker Thomas.
Well, that's enough to make you excited on a day like today with the wind howling out. But Joseph's out number one. Here's Tucker Thoman. Blue Jays leading 1-0, bottom three. Thoman struck out swinging in the first. First pitch to the lefty. Is popped up behind home plate. It's out of play. 0-1. After last night's win, a 4-2 win for the Jays. 0-1. Thoman lines it into the diving mitt of McCancy. Gets up, throws to first in time. It's an outstanding play from Jordan McCants at second. Takes a hit away from Tucker Thoman for out number two. So the bases are empty for Joan Helipunte. Righty-on-righty matchup. First pitch. Ponte takes called strike, and it's 0-1. I was looking on Twitter at the starting lineup Twitter post that the Blue Jays post before every game. 0-1. Ponte with a check swing on a breaking ball. He didn't go. 1-1. And there was a fan who commented and said, we can declare this a Ponte Sunday. I think he's going to have a big day. Ponte rockets it right at Jordan McCants for a line out for the third out. Well, Ponte hit it hard, but good scouting pays off there, and the Blue Jays go down 1-2-3 in the third. Through three, 1-0. Blue Jays over the Hammerheads on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Wind is blowing out, but both starting pitchers have fared pretty well to open the ball game. Blue Jays with a 1-0 lead going to the top of the fourth. Gage Stanifer ready to face Jesus Hernandez, and the first pitch misses up. Ball one. Only run in this game, a solo homer from Gene Joseph. Leadoff homer. And the first. 1-0. Hernandez takes down. Two balls, no strikes. Stanifer has been great so far today. He's only allowed one hit, a Carmine Lane triple last inning. Stranded him on third. 2-0. Hernandez takes called strike on a slider. 2-1. Stanifer in a rhythm on the first base side. He twists and deals. And Hernandez waves and misses at a slider. Two balls, two strikes. This is the best that Stanifer has looked so far this year with the Jays. had three scoreless last week. Already has three scoreless today. 2-2 is a called strike three. But hold your horses. It's a challenge. And the call is confirmed. Strike three. Fifth punch out tonight from Gage Stanifer.
Designated hitter number 26, Ryan Ignafo.
Here's Ryan Ignafo with the bases empty. Ignafo struck out swinging in the first pitch. Fouled back into the screen. And it's 0-1. Blue Jays with a 1-0 lead, top of the fourth. Ignafo's been a tough out this week. He's been a tough out all this season. Team's leading hitter. 0-1. Has called strike at the knees. Makes it 0-2. Ignafo, a product of Eastern Illinois, known for a lot of football alums. Stanifer nods at Deshams, winds and fires. And spikes a breaking ball out in front of home plate. It's 1-2. NFL alums include Tony Romo, Mike Shanahan, Jimmy Garoppolo, Sean Payton. But you might wonder, how about MLB alums? Randy Myers? 1-2. Called strike three. Gage Stanifer is dealing. His third straight strikeout is his sixth this afternoon.
Now batting number 28, Brock Vredenburg.
Base is empty for Brock Vredenburg. One zip to Dunedin in the fourth. First pitch. Vredenburg takes a heater. Called strike. 0-1. Stanifer brings the glove up to his cap and now throws. And Vredenburg takes up. 1-1. And Vredenburg, not an easy guy to strike out. Flight out to left. Back in the second. 0-1. Stanifer's pitch. Vredenburg hops it foul. First base side. One ball and two strikes. Aponte over to scoop up that foul ball. He tosses it to one of the little leaguers in attendance today. One of the youngsters who took the field with the Blue Jays, I think. In the meantime, Stanifer a strike away from striking out the side for the second time today. He fires, and Vredenburg pops it into shallow left. Down the line, it fades and drops foul. Hernandez couldn't get to it. Neither could Ricardo Ballo, the third baseman. So Vredenburg gets another crack at it, still behind 1-2. Blue Jays on top 1-0 in the fourth. Everybody returns to their positions. Stanifer back with the next 1-2 offer. It's on the way. And it misses outside. Two balls, two strikes. Stanifer threw 58 pitches his last outing. That was his longest this year. Right now he's at 53. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. It misses down, and it's full for the second time today on Vredenburg. Fastball missed at 90. Stanifer climbs back on the hill. He winds and chucks the payoff. Vredenburg fouls it off. We'll do it again. Stanifer has already matched a career high in strikeouts, trying to set a new one with six right now. The payoff pitch. This is low and in. That's ball four. Exhibit A, Vredenburg with a really tough AB there. And it ends with a free pass. Inning is extended for Colby Shade. Looking out in the Blue Jays bullpen, it doesn't look like anybody's throwing quite yet. Shade, the righty, stands in 0-1 with a ground out. First pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. Fastball there, and it's 0-1. Blue Jays 1. Jupiter nothing. Top of the fourth. Series finale. Blue Jays bidding for a fifth straight win to close this one out. 0-1. Just misses outside. Looked like some paint there from Stanifer. But it was just off the plate. One ball, one strike. Stanifer has not worked much from the stretch today. Sets below the belt and fires. And Shade checks his swing on a fastball up. He didn't go. 2-1. Stanifer with a kind of wry smile on his face. Maybe thinking to himself, I thought that was a called strike. No less, it's 2-1. And he deals. And that one misses up again, just barely. Stanifer probably thinking the same thing now. It's 3-1 on Shade, who homered earlier this week. He's got two long bombs this year. Stanifer comes back with a 3-1 pitch. There goes Vredenberg. Pitch misses low. Throw down doesn't matter. And it's back-to-back two-out walks issued by Stanifer. The call is challenged by the Blue Jays. And it's a strike. And the throw down beat Vredenberg. They tagged him out. Now the Blue Jays are saying that should be the third out. And I don't know what you're supposed to do in this situation. It was called ball four, so Vredenberg stopped running. The throw beat him, and he was out. Blue Jays are arguing that, hey, that's the end of the inning. But it's not.
Correction, 3-2 count on the batter.
And now the umpire says, all right, Vredenberg has to go back to first, and Matt Von Romer wants to hear the explanation. What a strange, bizarre play that you'll only see in single or triple A this year. The count as it stands right now is full on Shade. And he's probably going to get another crack at it here as Vredenberg gets first base back. But just how bizarre. They say you see something new at the ballpark every single day, and that especially holds true in the Florida State League and this day and age. VR states his case, and he heads back to the dugout. And so the inning will carry on. Vredenberg still over at first after all that drama. The count is full on Shade. Stanifer trying to avoid back-to-back walks. He throws over to first, almost picked off Vredenberg. It was close, but he's back in there. Shade adjusts his helmet and a straightaway stance from the right side. Now the payoff. Called strike three. Fastball froze him at the knees. Now Shade wants a challenge. Drum roll, please. It's a ball.
The call of strike has been overturned. The result is a walk.
The challenge system giveth and taketh away. So it is indeed back-to-back walks. Vredenberg up to second. And Corey Reardon, the pitching coach, out for a visit. So it was two strikeouts to open the inning for Stanifer. And now two walks with two outs. Blue Jays leading 1-0, top of the fourth. Big spot here. And what is likely to be Stanifer's last inning, up to 62 pitches. This is his longest outing this year in terms of pitch count. Also in terms of innings, 3 2/3. Meeting is over. Everybody back to their stations.
Now batting number 21, John Cruz.
And Cruz to the plate. He's 0-1 with a line out to left. Vredenberg on second. Shade on first. Stanifer from the stretch. First pitch. Cruz takes a called strike on the low outside corner. It's 0-1. Cruz in an open stance, hands high above his shoulder. Stanifer sets and goes, and Cruz lines it into shallow center. It's down for a hit. Vredenberg around third. The throw goes to third, where Ballo tags out Colby Shade as he slipped trying to go to the bag. The run does count. So it's an RBI single for John Cruz to bring home Bradenburg from second base. So that makes it 1-1 after a truly bizarre top of the fourth inning. And Matt Von Romer argues the call at home plate, but won't get his way. Brand new ball game going to the home fourth, 1-1 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Thanks to a two-out RBI knock from John Cruz, it's 1-1 going to the bottom of the fourth inning. Jake Brooks will face Christian Feliz to open the inning, and the first pitch misses low and outside, low and inside, rather, ball one. Just a strange top half of this fourth. Some confusion with the challenge system, 1-0. Feliz takes inside. Two balls, no strikes. Where Brock Vredenburg was tagged out after a payoff pitch was ruled ball four, 2-0, called strike. Makes it 2-1. Rather, it was a 3-1 pitch to Colby Shade that was ruled ball four initially, then challenged and ruled a strike. 2-1 popped up out of play. 2-2. So the dilemma then became, of course, you know, if it's ball four, Vredenburg didn't have to run the rest of the way to second base. But then all of a sudden, he could have been ruled out. 2-2. Feliz takes up and away as an alarm sounds in the seating bowl. On somebody's phone. Payoff pitch. Feliz swings and misses on a changeup. He's down on strikes for out number one in the home fourth. There's Manuel Beltre. So, of course, that call that ended with Vredenburg being sent back to first base loomed large because, of course, Cruz is single. That scored Vredenburg. First pitch to Beltre, misses up. That's 1-0. We're working on trying to find maybe a copy of the rule book that explains that. 1-0. Beltre pops it up into center. Sends Shade over towards right, and he says, I got it. He's camped under it and makes the catch. Two quick outs.
Now batting number 31, Nick Fisher.
Brings up Nick Deschamps with the bases empty. 1-1, bottom four. And, of course, it's still very early in the ABS challenge system, all things considered. First pitch to Deschamps, misses up. It's 1-0, but you're going to see plays like that on occasion. That's the first time that we've seen that. 1-0. Nick swings and misses on a changeup out in front of it. One ball, one strike. Shams flight out to right. Back in the second. The pitch. Nick hammers it past Vredenburg at first base into right for a base knock. Two out single for the Blue Jays backstop. He's now got a hit in all six of his games this year.
Number 30, Alexis Hernandez.
brings up Alexis Hernandez. Alexis doubled his first time back in the second. Double here could put the Blue Jays back in front. First pitch. Splits the plate, called strike. And it's 0-1. 1-1, bottom four. Blue Jays with four hits. Jupiter with two. Brooks from the stretch. He delivers. And gets called strike. Fastball in the upper half of the zone. Quickly makes it 0-2. Juanmi Vasquez, it looks like, is warming up. Scheduled piggybacker for the Blue Jays. 0-2. Hernandez takes high and outside. One ball, two strikes. Actually, it looks like a righty is warming right now, so Vasquez might pitch later in the game. Maybe Sebastian Espino getting loose. Deschamps takes off for second. Brooks steps off, throws to second, and Deschamps is out. Nick tried to catch him sleeping, and Brooks woke up, and the inning is over. Deschamps singles with two outs. Nothing comes of it, and we go to the fifth. Still 1-1 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network in Valley Live. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. New hurler on for the Jays. It's Sebastian Espino. The righty takes over for the righty Gage Stanifer, who went four innings and struck out six, but did allow an earned run in his final inning of work. So it's 1-1 as we go to the top of the fifth. Espino will face 7-8-9, starting with JT Mabry. First pitch is a called strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1. Espino with an ERA just over 5.5. And 11 and a thirds innings. That's seven earned runs in his first season as a pitcher. A one. He has a called strike at the knees. Quickly 0-2. Espino, the former infielder, had a good season as an infielder with the DJs. Also High A Vancouver. Espino fires and misses outside with a little hesitation in the windup. 1-2. Mabry 0-for-1 with a fly out to center. Pretty deep center. Just didn't get enough of it. 1-2 pitch. He takes outside. Two balls, two strikes. Mabry, the son of longtime big leaguer John Mabry. Played for a lot of different teams. 2-2. Misses down and away. Runs the count full. 3-2. There was a nice feature on Mabry on Middle Tennessee's website. That's where he went to college. Played five seasons there. Not on his dad, but on his mom. Payoff pitch. Mabry swings and misses. Espino sets him down on strikes to open the fifth. Brings up Yerol Martinez.
Left fielder, number 10, Yerol Martinez.
Martinez 0-for-1 with a ground out back in the third. And to continue on that article on Mabry, it came out around Mother's Day in 2020. First pitch to Martinez is crushed high in the air, deep to right, hooking towards the pole. It is long gone. A no-doubt moonshot for Martinez puts Jupiter in front for the first time today. It's 2-1 in the fifth. He hit it over the offices out and right. So far, it didn't even register on StatCast. Probably a 400-footer for Martinez and then some. So that brings up Carmine Lane. First pitch. Misses low and away, ball one. Lane tripled his first time. That was in the third. That homer for Martinez is second this year. Setting the pitch. Lane fouls it back over the screen. One ball, one strike. Interesting matchup there with Martinez taking Espino deep. Two players who used to be in the Mets organization. 1-1. Lane takes down and outside. Two balls, one strike. Espino a little bit older than Martinez, so they probably didn't have the chance to play together, but no less an interesting coincidence there. 2-1. Lane takes low and outside. Three balls and one strike. And Espino calls time. Now climbs back on the rubber. Trying to hit the reset button. 3-1 pitch to Lane. He chops it towards the hole at third. Reach and grab from Ballo. Throw to first in time. Nifty play. Ballo showing off the range at the hot corner. That's out number two. Brings up the leadoff man, Jordan McCants. Jupiter now leads 2-1. Thanks to the solo homer from Martinez earlier in the inning. First pitch. Hits McCants as he squared to bunt. He pulled back and it got him down near the ankles. And that's been the miss for Espino. Low and away to righties and down and in to lefties this inning. And here's a mound visit. Corey Reardon wants to try and settle Sebastian down. This is Espino's second outing this week. He pitched back in game three. That was Thursday. Ending in a third, he allowed an earned run on two hits. It's a very quick meeting from Corey. And now Manny Beltre keeping the meeting going for an extra minute or two before he heads back to second base. Manny, always the type of guy to be encouraging, very vocal with his teammates. Somewhat of a coach on the field type. Two down, man on. Jesus Hernandez coming to the plate. Jupiter with a run in. They lead 2-1. First pitch. Misses low and outside again. Ball one. McCants, the league leader in stolen bases over at first. He's got 19. 1-0. Has a chopper down to third. It's fair. Ballo boots it and doesn't have time to scoop it up. He knocked it down but couldn't make a play. Hernandez is safe, and there's two on with two out for Ryan Ignafo.
Number 26, Ryan Ignafo.
And that goes down as a hit. So here's Ignafo, 0 for 2 with two strikeouts. First pitch. He takes a called strike. Fastball at the knees, and it's 0-1. Jupiter trying to grow their 2-1 lead in the fifth. Spino looks in for the sign. Trying to limit the damage to just one here. 0-1. Ignafo lines it into center. Joseph takes a few steps in and makes the catch. And the inning is over. Espino leaves men on first and second, but not before a monster home run from Jeurel Martinez out to right field puts Jupiter in front by 1-2-1 as we go to the home half of the fifth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Fans.
Looking to support the Dunedin Blue Jays while at the gym, out for a run, or spending time outside? We've got the merchandise collection for you with the Under Armour Performance Gear Collection in the Jays Shop. Check out our selection of performance men's and women's t-shirts next time you're in the Jays Shop at TD Ballpark. Or shop online anytime you want at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Tell your family, friends, and coworkers that you're gone fishing with Dunedin Blue Jays as June 14th is Fishing Night at TD Ballpark. Join us for a night of fishing fun, including raffles for fishing-themed prizes and experiences to benefit Vet Catch. And don't forget to get here early as the first 1,000 fans receive a Dunedin Blue Jays fishing hat presented by Pisces Sushi and Global Bistro. First pitch is set for 6:30 against Bradenton. Don't get skunked. Reel in your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com.
Watch.
It's the bottom of the fifth. Blue Jays now behind 2-1. And Jake Brooks is back out. He'll face Alexis Hernandez, and the first pitch is popped up out of play. 0-1. Difference in this game, solo homer from Jeurel Martinez on the top of this fifth. 0-1. Hernandez hops it sharply down to third. Mabry snags it, steps and throws to first in time. One down.
Third baseman, number 36, Ricardo Ballo.
Brings up Ricardo Ballo. Singled his first time in the second inning, threw the hole on the left side of the infield. They were playing to pull. Ballo saw that, took advantage. Patting from the left side here again against the righty Brooks. First pitch. He chops a breaking ball foul, and it's 0-1. The kick and the pitch. Ricardo takes a called strike in the upper half of the zone. A fastball there at 89, sinking fastball. Brooks out in front 0-2. He delivers, and Ballo hops it fair. Down the right field line, off the sidewall and shallow right. Ballo motoring to second. The throw there is late. Ricardo Ballo, 2 for 2. It's a double here in the fifth. That ball was just fair. Bounced over the first base bag. Brings up Bryce Arnold. Can't underscore how difficult a performance like Paolo's day today is. Playing for the first time in weeks. First pitch to Arnold from Brooks. Instead, he turns and looks Paolo back. Blue Jays trying to tie it up. Trailing 2-1, bottom five. Arnold flied out to left his first time. First pitch. Misses outside. And now they want a challenge. It looked pretty good from here. And the call is overturned. It's a strike. And Brooks almost was surprised, taken aback that that wasn't a strike initially. So after some initial surprise, he tapped his head. So it pays off. It's 0-1. Brooks fires. And Arnold lays off a slider down and away. 1-1. Brooks sets above the chest and throws, and Arnold pops it up into shallow center. Shade racing in, gets under it, and makes the catch. Balo back to second base. Arnold is out number two, and it's up to Gene Joseph to try and get Balo home from second. Well, not too long ago, Gene Joseph changed his walk-up song. It didn't get into the system until today. And what do you know, his first at-bat with the new walk-up, home run. He must have picked a good one. First pitch, Joseph swings and misses. Change-up, and it's 0-1. Jupiter leads 2-1, bottom five. Brooks pauses and delivers, and Joseph flares it foul on the first base side. Clanks off an empty blue seat. Little leaguers scramble for it. Now a dad dives in there for it. And hands it to a kid. A dad with a glove, it seems. 0-2. Joseph lays off. A changeup low and away. One ball and two strikes. Blue Jays looking for a fifth consecutive win to end this series after losing on Tuesday. The 1-2 from Brooks. Joseph, the check swing on a slider. He didn't go, according to Zach Kovic. Gene Joseph was walking back to the dugout. He thought for sure he went. And Jupiter's dugout is barking. They are not happy, understandably so. So Joseph gets another crack. The 2-2. He lines it into right for a base hit. Balo's going to get the wave around third. The throw to the plate from Cruz is not in time. Balo's in there. Throw down to first. Joseph is back in standing. We're tied up at two. It was a bang-bang play at the plate, a great throw from Cruz, but it looked like Balo got under the tag at the plate. As Lane was smothering the plate, the tag was just late. Nelson Prada, the manager, comes out to the mound. He has not signaled the bullpen. Left fielder Martinez kind of throws his hands in the air as if to say, all right, are we calling the bullpen or not? And it becomes evident here that Prada just wants to talk things over. And so that call with Joseph really looms large, where it looked like Joseph swung, and now Nelson Prada is giving Larry Pettis a piece of his mind out on the mound. And Prada's really fired up. He's got to be careful. So Brooks is going to stay in the game as the Blue Jays tie it up. RBI single from Gene Joseph. Tell you what, these Sunday games, they have a tendency to be just a little strange. This one fits that billing. It has been a weird one. But a good one. 2-2, bottom five. Here's Toman. First pitch. He takes low. It's 1-0. So it appears that Tucker has ditched one of his batting gloves on his top hand. So he's batting with just one. He's 0-2. 1-0. High chopper down to first. Glove by Braden Bergen and one foul swoop. He steps on the first base bag. And that ends the inning. Gene Joseph delivers with two outs after a check swing that had appeared to go around. Umpires rule he didn't. Joseph capitalizes with an RBI knock, and we're tied at two going to the sixth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
Number 28, Brock Vredenburg.
Juanmi Vasquez is on for the first time at TD Ballpark this season, making his home debut, trying to keep this game tied at two in the sixth. First pitch to Brock Vredenburg from the lefty as a called strike, and it's 0-1. Blue Jays tying it on a two-out RBI single. As Vredenburg pops the next pitch up towards third, Ballo runs into foul ground, gets under it, and makes the catch. Vredenburg is out number one.
Center fielder.
There's Colby Shade.
Colby Shade.
Shade 0-1. Ground out to shortstop in the second. Walked in the fourth. First pitch. Misses down. And it's 1-0. So the details on Vasquez. 20 years old. He winds and deals, and Shade laces it into left for a single. Hernandez scoops it up as Shade stops at first. One out base knock brings up John Cruz. Vasquez signed by the Blue Jays in 2022. Made his season debut in sterling fashion last week at Fort Myers. Three scoreless innings. Trying to follow the act here. 2-2 the score, top six. First pitch to Cruz. Misses low and away, and it's 1-0. Cruz had an RBI single back in the fourth. That tied the game at one. Vasquez sets and throws over to first. It's late. So Cruz acquired at the end of March, and president of baseball ops for the Marlins, Peter Bendix, was asked about him after the trade. And he said, it's hard to know what an 18-year-old is. Vasquez throws over to first. They've got Shade picked off. Throw to second is into left. Shade gets up, heads to third. The throw there is not made. So Colby Shade races from first to third on a play where it appeared that he might have been picked off. Juanmi Vasquez will go from the windup here as the infield comes in. The pitch misses up. And it's 1-0 on Cruz. The kick and the offer. 2-0 now. And that misses up. Three balls and no strikes on Cruz. Cruz just 18 years old. 2-0 has popped up on the infield. Pretty ideal here. Beltre calls for it and makes the catch. So that's out number two. The infield can return to normal depth. Shade still on third. And here's JT Mabry. Mabry 0 for 2. Comes up with an RBI chance here. First pitch. Called strike. And it's 0-1. Top of the sixth. Hammerheads 2, Blue Jays 2 in the series finale. The wind and the offer. Laced into shallow right, falling fast, and it drops for a base hit. Shade comes in from third, and Jupiter retakes the lead. It's 3-2 in the sixth. Mabry didn't have to do much with that. Flared a changeup into right. He's got an RBI. Back and forth we go. There's Martinez, who homered his last time. First pitch, misses low. Knocked down by Deschamps. 1-0. Lefty-on-lefty matchup. Mabry with a pretty aggressive lead over at first. Vasquez looks at him, now throws. Martinez with a check swing, foul ball back to the screen. 1-1. Martinez, a big fella. 6'4", 220. Easy to see how that converts to home run power. Vasquez throws over to first. Mabry back in standing. Vasquez with the pause in the pitch. A broken bat, pop up into shallow right. Beltre out, he slides and makes the catch. A sliding over the shoulder grab from Manny Beltre to end the sixth. A web gem from Manny, what a play. Get another look. Jupiter does regain the lead on an RBI single from JT Mabry. We go to the bottom half, 3-2 Jupiter on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
It's the bottom of the sixth on a comfortable sunny Sunday at TD Ballpark. 3-2 Jupiter. First pitch to Juan Helaponte from Jake Brooks is a called strike. And it's 0-1. Brooks has worked really efficiently. That was only his 61st pitch. 0-1. Helaponte takes up and in. 1-1. Brooks has allowed 2 runs. First on a homer. Leadoff homer from Gene Joseph in the first. And then an RBI knock from Joseph in the fifth. 1-1, called strike. Aponte wants a challenge. Tapped his head a number of times. And upon further review, the call stands.
Strike has been confirmed. The result is a 1-2 count on the batter.
One ball and two strikes. Brooks only with two strikeouts. He throws and misses low and away. Two balls, two strikes. Brooks, the league leader in ERA, coming into action today. Third in whip. Under one. It's 2-2. Aponte comes up empty on the high cheddar. That's strike three. Here's Christian Feliz.
Number 34, Christian Feliz.
It has been a bizarre ball game. We've seen some weird stuff, some weird calls, some weird rules coming into play. First pitch to Feliz, called strike, and he wants a challenge there on a fastball. Looked a little high, and the call is upheld, so the Blue Jays lose challenges on back-to-back at-bats. They're down to one, and the 0-1. Feliz rolls it foul. Look out in the dugout. Quickly 0-2. But all those calls, rules, all that to say, just a normal Sunday. 0-2. Feliz fouls it off his ankle. We'll do it again. Jupiter leading 3-2, bottom six. Feliz 0-2. Struck out in the fourth. The next 0-2, Feliz takes up and away. One ball and two strikes. The double we saw from Christian Feliz yesterday, the opposite way into the left field corner, really showing what he's been working on all year, trying to go the opposite way. 1-2, he's hit with a pitch. Breaking ball got him on the knee, just above the knee. Looks like he's all right. So the Blue Jays have a one-out base runner.
Second baseman, number one, Manuel Beltre.
Brings up Beltre. He's 0-2 with a pop-out and a fly-out. After yesterday's game, there were a whole lot of little leaguers at the game. Time is called. They're going to give Feliz a minute to shake things out at first. Beltre spent some extra time after the game signing autographs for any kid who wanted one. And there were a lot of them outside the Blue Jays clubhouse. Chatting with them, too. First pitch to Beltre. Hopper towards the hole. It's short past the reach of Hernandez into left. Feliz stops at second base. Throw back there. He's in there safely. And Beltre has a base knock. Blue Jays threatening, down by one in the bottom of the sixth. Man on first and second, Blue Jays trailing 3-2. Nick Deschamps coming to the plate, and the pitching coach Glenn Dishman out for a visit. Now it looks like Holt Jones is going to get up and moving around out in the Jupiter bullpen. There's a three-man meeting out on the mound. Whole bunch of one spots today. Blue Jays scored one in the first. Jupiter responded with one in the fourth. And then in the fifth, they scored another one. Dunedin responded in the bottom of the fifth with a one spot. And Jupiter scored one in the top of the sixth inning. So they lead 3-2. A crooked number would probably go a long way, the way that things are going right now. Meeting is over. Deschamps climbs in. First pitch. The lefty takes high and outside. Close, but ball one. Nick with his jersey dirtied up after he was caught stealing in the fourth. He singled, so he's 1-2. Six-game hit streak for him now. 1-0. Nick fouls it off. Back above the screen. One ball, one strike. Deschamps says the big key behind this hit streak early this year is just trusting his approach, trusting his plan, no matter what the results say. 1-1. way out in front of a changeup. Swings and misses, and it's 1-2. Shams calls time. So that means, of course, if you hit the ball hard but it turns into an out, you just look at the things you can control. Was it a good swing? If yes, okay, great. Put another good swing on one next time. If not, what can I do to fix it? The 1-2 pitch from Jake Brooks on the way. Deshams rolls it up the middle into center for a base hit. Feliz around third. The throw from Shade goes to third. It's late. Deshams up to second. He's got an RBI single, and we're knotted back up at three. Pretty darn good result right there. Marcos De La Rosa comes to the plate here. In the spot of Alexis Hernandez, it looked like De La Rosa was out in left field, and that confirms that. And time is called before the first pitch. It's a pitch timer violation on Brooks. So it's 1-0 before even the first pitch. De La Rosa's first AB here. First pitch. Misses up and away. Ball one. Blue Jays trying to pull back in front. Runners on second and third. Beltre 90 feet away. Brooks sets and fires. And De La Rosa chops it foul. Two balls, one strike. De La Rosa playing his fourth game this year. 1-for-7 this week. That only hit was a homer. To one. De La Rosa skies it into center. Shade moves back. Beltre tagging up. Shade makes the catch. Beltre tags. The throw to the plate is just late. Oh, but it was a beauty from Colby Shade. But no less, it's a sac fly. Blue Jays back in front, 4-3 in the sixth. There's that crooked number.
Number 36, Greg Cardo, follow.
Here's Ricardo Ballo. Ricardo 2-for-2, first pitch. He lays off a fastball, down and away. It's 1-0. Ricardo singled in the second. Doubled in the fifth. Batting from the left side here against the righty Brooks. 1-0 is called strike on a changeup. 1-1. And Brooks might be nearing the end of the line here. 79 pitches. Jones probably just about ready out in the bullpen. The 1-1. Ballo takes outside. Not close. 2-1. Blue Jays at the first crooked number of the ball game here in this sixth. Looking for more. 2-1. Line drive towards the corner and left. Martinez comes in and makes the catch. And the inning is over. But not before the Blue Jays scored twice. Once on an RBI single from Nick Deshams to drive in Feliz. And then a sac fly from Marcos De La Rosa puts the Jays back in the driver's seat. They lead 4-3. Going to the seventh. The Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
It's time to welcome back.
Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. We're on to the seventh, and the Blue Jays now lead 4-3. First pitch to Carmine Lane, swung on and missed from Juanmi Vasquez. Oh, 1 just misses in. 1-1, one strike. Lane 1-for-2 with a triple. That was in the third. He grounded out to third in the fifth. Vasquez in his second inning deals and misses down. 2-1. Blue Jays scoring 2 runs on 2 hits. Bottom of the sixth. Let's take this lead. It's been back and forth these last few innings. 2-1. Lane with a hopper off the plate on the third base side. It bounces foul. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Lane had a nice career at nearby USF before he was drafted by the Marlins in 2022 in the 19th round. 2-2. He just gets a piece of it, hops it foul. We'll do it over. You look at his USF bio, and there's an interesting note under, you know, personal notes. It says that he carries a Lucky Yoda in his pocket during games. 2-2 misses outside. Runs it full, 3-2. I don't know if he still does that in the pros. Payoff pitch is mashed through the left side for a base knock. Carmine Lane has a 2-hit day. He's 2-for-3 in the 9th spot. Leadoff man is aboard for Jupiter to open the 7th.
Second baseman, number 4, Jordan McCants.
The force is with Lane today. Here's the leadoff man, Jordan McCants. Tying run on first now. 4-3 Blue Jays. Top of the 7th. Lefty on lefty. Paulo comes in at 3rd. Vasquez throws to 1st. It's late. McCants was hit with a pitch back in the 5th. Struck out his first 2 plate appearances. First offer. He squares to bunt. Pulls back and takes up. Ball 1. Wind still howling out towards right center. It is a hitter's day at TD Ballpark. 1-0. McCants drives it into right. It sends a Aponte back. He has room in front of the track. Makes the catch. McCants is out number 1 on an F9. And here is Jesus Hernandez.
Shortstop number 2, Jesus Hernandez.
Hernandez has 1 hit and 3 tries today. 2 strikeouts. His hit was a single his last time in the 5th. Vasquez throws over to 1st again. Lane back in standing. 4-3 Jays in the 7th. Dunedin hunting for a 5th straight win. Trying to head to Bradenton hot. 1st pitch misses up and away. Ball 1. So that's next up for the Jays on the road, taking on the Marauders. It's a fun name, Marauders. Naturally an affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates. 1-0. Misses high and away. 2 balls, no strikes. And for Jupiter, they'll head home and take on Tampa. Tarpons, who have struggled at times this year. Jupiter will try and get back on the right track. 2-0. Hernandez leans out of the way. A pitch that missed up and in. Fastball got away from Vasquez. Three balls, no strikes. Middle infield at double play depth. Vasquez fakes a pickoff and throws to the plate and misses. That's ball four. Kind of looked like an awkward delivery there. Probably contributed to Vasquez missing outside, and Corey Reardon, the pitching coach, will come out. That's just how this game has gone. One team scores, the other team scores the next half inning. Back and forth, call and response. Jupiter threatening to keep that trend going. Men on first and second with one out at the top of the seventh. Glad you're with us on your Sunday. Larry Larson in with you. Our entire hardworking crew here at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays lead by virtue of a sac fly for Marcos De La Rosa after a game-tying single from Nick Deschamps. Last inning.
Now batting number 26, Ryan Ignafo.
Here is Ryan Ignafo. Never an easy out. Comes to the plate with men on first and second. First pitch, swing and a miss. Well out in front of the breaking ball there. It's 0-1. Ignafo 0-3. Has a 9-game hit streak. 0-1. He hops it down to third, and it's through Ballo into left. De La Rosa comes up throwing. The throw to the plate is high and offline. Throw down to third. Hernandez is in safely, and this game is tied up at four. Carmine Lane scores from second base, and Ignafo delivers.
First baseman number 28, Brock Breidenberg.
It looks like that's going to go on the board as an error. E5. So it's men on the corners for Vredenberg as Jupiter looks to regain the lead now. Vredenberg, 0-2. With a walk and a run scored in the fourth. Lefty on lefty, first pitch. Called strike. 0-1. So it is indeed E5 on Ballo. That allowed Lane to score. Pause in the pitch. Vredenberg takes a called strike two. A change up on the low outside edge. Quickly 0-2. Ballo in at third. Feliz holding Ignafo at first. Shortstop Toman shaded up the middle. The 0-2 from Vasquez misses outside. One ball and two strikes. Vredenberg, not a guy that chases much. League leader in walks coming into action today. The 1-2 pitch. He fouls it back. We'll do it again. Clanks off the press box. Earlier this week, we talked about how Vredenberg's hard hit rate would indicate that he's gotten really unlucky to open his season, trying to turn a corner. The next 1-2. He reaches out and taps it towards the middle. Could be two. Beltre to second for one. Toman, the turn is late. Hernandez in from third, and Jupiter snags that lead back. 5-4 in the seventh.
Center fielder number 6, Colby Shade.
So Ignafo is out number 2. 4-6. Vredenberg reaches on the fielder's choice. Picks up an RBI. And here's Shade. First pitch. Sails high, ball 1. I don't know if we could bookend this series any other way. Close game, back and forth, just like it's been pretty much all week. 1-0. Shade takes low and in. Two balls, no strikes. Five runs on seven hits, no errors for the Hammerheads. Four runs on eight hits, two errors for the Jays. Vasquez trying to stop the damage. The pitch. Misses up. Delayed steal. Throw down. Pops out of Beltre's mitt. So Brock Vredenburg steals second base. Quite a delayed steal, and it was a delayed reaction. The count is 3-0. One-run leads, never comfortable. Jupiter found that out last night. 3-0. Shade takes all the way and takes a called strike. 3-1. Change up from Vasquez. A lot of them here in this seventh. Vredenburg tiptoes off second. Has the 3-1. Has popped up. Into shallow right. Beltre races out. Aponte races in. The right fielder calls and catches. And the inning is over. But not before. What do you know? Jupiter responds to the Blue Jays two-spot with their own two-spot. And they pull back in front 5-4 as it's time to stretch in Dunedin. Looking to support the Dunedin Blue Jays while at the gym, out for a run, or spending time outside? We've got the merchandise collection for you with the Under Armour Performance Gear Collection in the Jays shop. Check out our selection of performance men's and women's t-shirts next time you're in the Jays shop at TD Ballpark. Or shop online anytime you want at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Tell your family, friends, and coworkers that you're gone fishing with Dunedin Blue Jays as June 14th is Fishing Night at TD Ballpark. Join us for a night of fishing fun, including raffles for fishing-themed prizes and experiences to benefit Vet Catch. And don't forget to get here early as the first 1,000 fans receive a Dunedin Blue Jays fishing hat presented by Pisces Sushi and Global Bistro. First pitch is set for 6:30 against Bradenton. Don't get skunked. Reel in your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com. We are all stretched out at TD Ballpark, and it's 5-4 Jupiter over the Jays. First pitch from Holt Jones, the new pitcher for Jupiter, to Bryce Arnold as a called strike. And it's 0-1. Hammerhead scored twice in the top of the seventh to take the lead. 0-1. Arnold swings and misses. And just like that, it's 0-2. Jones, the hard-throwing, very tall righty, has struggled with his command. But when it's on, he can really blow it by guys. Fastball that can reach 97. The 0-2. Arnold with the check swing, and he didn't go. So he stays alive, and it's 1-2. Arnold hitless today. The pitch misses in. Two balls, two strikes. Bryce with two flyouts on his line. Jones from the stretch delivers, and Arnold pops it up out of play. On the first base side. Still 2-2. Blue Jays trying to respond to the Hammerheads' response. A lot of scoring. Pitch. Misses low and away. Runs it full. 3-2. This is Jones' second outing this week. Payoff pitch to Bryce. is popped up first base side, and this will find the seats. So Bryce continues to battle. Jones with an ERA over 10. In 2 2/3 innings, he's allowed 4 earned runs. The payoff again, a swing and a miss, that's strike 3. Jones got him. Arnold set down on a fastball off the outside edge, and that's out
center
number one.
Fielder, number 6, G. Joseph.
So here's Gene Joseph, who has played a big role in this game. 2 for 3 with 2 RBIs and a homer. Righty on righty. And the first pitch from Jones. Breaking ball line down the left field line into the corner for extra bases. Joseph around first, heading to second. He will stop there with a one-out two-bagger. 3-hit day for Gene Joseph. And in the blink of an eye, the Blue Jays have the tying run in scoring position.
Shortstop, number 9, Tucker Tolman.
Jays trailing 5-4, bottom 7, and here's Tucker Tolman. Tolman 0-for-3. Left-handed batter, right-handed thrower, first pitch. Tucker takes a called strike, it's 0-1. First appearance from Jones earlier this week. He threw an inning. Allowed 1 earned run. Walked 1 and struck out 2. 0-1. Tolman jumps out of the way of a fastball. Misses low and in. 96 on the heater there. 1-1. Jones at 6'8". Sets above the belt. Checks the runner, delivers, and Tolman fights it off foul behind home plate. 1-2. There has been scoring in 6 consecutive half innings. Blue Jays hoping it's 7. The 1-2, Tolman lines it into shallow center. It drops down for a hit. Here comes Joseph around third. The throw to the plate is through the catcher lane. Tucker Tolman reties the ball game. It's 5-5 in the 7th. Tolman up to second on the throw. The Blue Jays could snag the lead here as Aponte comes to the plate. It is indeed 7 consecutive half innings with a run. This has been a fun one. Right-hander on right-hander. First pitch, Aponte takes outside. It's 1-0. Juan Hell, 0-for-3 today. Struck out in the 6th. Jones gathers the sign from Lane. Throws, misses outside, and it gets through Lane. He can't find it. Tolman over to third. He stops there as Lane scoops it up. Blue Jays with the go-ahead run 90 feet away. With that single from Tolman, that trend that we've talked about all week long happens again. Blue Jays have scored in the 7th or later, and now 12 consecutive games. Unreal. 2-0. Aponte swings and misses. Makes it 2-1. And field drawn in here. Jones with a pause and the pitch. Aponte takes downstairs. Lane with a nice stop. Keeps Tolman at third. 3-1. Dangerous count to a dangerous hitter. Ponte, the Blue Jays' number 25 prospect. The 3-1, he takes outside, ball 4. So that puts men on the corners with 1 out. 3 straight runners have reached, and that's going to be all for Jones. Nelson Prada with a quick hook. So Jones struck out Arnold to open the inning. Then Joseph doubled. Toman delivered an RBI single, and Aponte walks. So a new hurler is coming on here as the Blue Jays have tied it up, threatening to regain the lead. 5-5 in the bottom of the seventh. You don't want to miss any of this ball game. Don't go anywhere.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the four-game Flex Pack. Purchase four or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Blue Jays threatening to take the lead as it's 5-5 in the bottom of the seventh inning in a seesaw affair in this Sunday series finale. Yuri Jimenez is on with one out, runners on first and third. Jimenez making his third appearance this week. And four innings thrown here with Jupiter, he's allowed two earned runs. Two walks, five strikeouts. Opponents hitting under 100 against him. But it's all really dependent on the command. Just like most things for pitchers. Jimenez nailed down the save on Tuesday, Jupiter's only win this week. Then his second appearance, one inning, two earned runs. We'll face Christian Feliz here with men on the corners and a 5-5 tie, bottom seven. First pitch. Feliz takes low and in, ball one. Tucker Toman's RBI single drove in Gene Joseph to tie it up at five. Toman's over on third, Aponte's on first. The 1-0 pitch. Feliz swings and misses. One ball, one strike. Feliz with six homers, 15 RBIs. Team's leading power hitter. Waits on the 1-1. And takes outside. Two balls, one strike. Jimenez, a native of the Dominican Republic, going up against his fellow countrymen here in Feliz. A 2-1 pitch. Feliz swings and misses on a slider. That's below the zone on the inside edge. Fooled him. Two balls, two strikes. Inning ending, double play in order. Hernandez, the shortstop, playing towards the bag at second. Jimenez sets at the chest. And uncorks the 2-2. Feliz lines it towards the shortstop, Hernandez, and he catches the floater for the out. A flare of a line drive is out number two. So it's up to Manny Beltre. He's delivered a few times this week, including a walk-off hit. 5-5, bottom seven, men on the corners. First pitch, Beltre takes a slider for a called strike. And it's 0-1. Beltre, 1-for-3, with a single and a run scored last inning in the sixth. A one offer. Beltre lines it into shallow center, past the shortstop, Hernandez. It's down. Toman in from third base. Beltre into second, the throw there. He's safe. Beltre got around the tag, and Manny Beltre delivers again. It's a go-ahead RBI single to make it 6-5 in the seventh.
Catcher number 31, Nick Deschamps.
Aponte over to third. Blue Jays looking for some separation that neither team has been able to get today. Deschamps delivered an RBI single in the sixth. He's 2-for-3. A single here could score two. Beltre, good runner off second. First pitch. Deschamps takes a called strike, and it's 0-1. Blue Jays finally trying to break this game open. 0-1. Breaking ball, misses low and outside. 1-1. Dunedin finally cracking this Jupiter bullpen after the starter Jake Brooks exited after 6. 1-1. Deschamps thought about going around, did not. He takes a called strike on a fastball at 94, and it's 1-2. Deschamps calls time, hits the reset button, now climbs back in. 8 runs driven in for him so far this year. Today is just his 6th game, spent a month on the IL. 1-2. A check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did, says home plate umpire Larry Pettis. And that ends the inning. But not before the seesaw continues. Went one way in the top of the 7th, and it swings back the Blue Jays' way in the bottom half. Jays score twice. RBIs from Toman and Beltre make it 6-5 Jays going to the 8th on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network in Valley Live. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. First pitch at the top of the 8th misses low and away to John Cruz as it's 6-5 Blue Jays. Wanmi Vasquez back out there trying to keep it that way. The pitch misses outside. 2 balls, no strikes. In case you're just joining us, you've missed quite a bit. 2-0. Cruz takes a called strike on that outside edge. He raises his hand to adjust his helmet, but not to challenge. So it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Vasquez throws back to that outside corner. It misses out, and the Blue Jays will challenge that one. So it's 3-1 as it stands right now, but the call is overturned. So it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vasquez trying to open the 8th with a strikeout. He winds and delivers, and Cruz takes outside. Vasquez pounding that outside edge. Now the count is full, 3-2. Cruz 1-for-3 with an RBI knock. The pitch is flied into center. Joseph moving back, still going back. On the track, he makes a running catch. Had to cover a lot of ground there, but it's out number 1.
Third baseman, number 14, J.T. Mabry.
Blue Jays lead 6-5 in the top of the eighth. So to get you caught up, there has been a run scored in seven consecutive half innings. First pitch to Mabry, called strike, and it's 0-1. Both teams scored twice in the seventh. Jupiter scored twice to take a one-run lead. Blue Jays scored twice to regain a one-run lead themselves. Mabry fouls the 0-1 off and is quickly 0-2. Jupiter on a season-long four-game losing streak. The 0-2 misses up and in. Mabry leans out of the way. One ball, two strikes. To follow up on the story we were talking about earlier with Mabry, on the feature story on his mom on Middle Tennessee State's website, 1-2 misses up, and featured his mom, Ann, a former college softball player herself. Mabry was talking about how she had to juggle everything. 2-2, chopper to shortstop. Toman is there, fields it cleanly, throws to first in time. Two quick outs for Vasquez to open the eighth. Two down for Martinez.
Now batting, number 10, Guillermo Martinez.
So JT is one of four children. He's got three younger sisters. And you got to imagine that Ann Mabry is a pretty busy lady in that case. First pitch to Martinez in the lefty-on-lefty matchup. He leans out of the way. It's 1-0. And Mabry was quoted. He said that my senior year in high school, my mom had three kids in high school. Breaking ball, called strike on the inside edge. It's 1-1. And we were all playing sports. So she had to juggle four different schedules. 1-1. Misses up. Two balls, one strike. And the really touching quote, JT said, she showed me how I want to care for my kids because she was always there for my sisters and I. 2-1. It has popped up on the infield. Behind home plate, now in front of home plate. Deschamps battling the sun, makes the catch. And Juanmi Vasquez works a 1-2-3 top of the eighth inning. That ends the streak of runs scored in four straight innings for Jupiter. We go to the bottom of the eighth. Blue Jays leading by 1-6-5 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
New hurler is on for Jupiter. It's Juan Reynoso, number 52 in gray. He takes over, trying to keep it a one-run game. Blue Jays lead 6-5 in the bottom of the eighth. First pitch to Marcos De La Rosa. He slaps it out of play, third base side. And it's 0-1. De La Rosa, a switch hitter batting from the left side. Came on mid-game for Alexis Hernandez, the left fielder. Reynoso fires, and De La Rosa takes low and in. One ball, one strike. Reynoso with a 2-1-8 ERA in 20 2/3 innings. He's been good. 1-1. De La Rosa takes outside. 2-1. Blue Jays snags the lead with a 2-run 7th. RBI single for Manny Beltre. Delivered the lead. The pitch. De La Rosa takes low and outside. 3-1. Reynoso from the stretch. He throws. And De La Rosa takes a called strike, but he wants a challenge. The pitch in the very lower reaches of the zone. Let's see if it stands. It does not. It's 4.
The call of strike has been overturned.
Reynoso hops in frustration on the mound. So De La Rosa, a speedy guy, reaches to open the inning.
Third baseman, number 36, Ricardo Ballo.
Here's Ricardo Ballo. He's had a good day in his return to the lineup. 2-for-3 with a double. First pitch. He chops it foul. First base side. Off of his foot. And it's 0-1. Got some final lines to catch you up on. Especially first and foremost for Jupiter starter Jake Brooks. The pitch. Misses outside as De La Rosa faked towards second. Lane popped out of his crouch, ready to throw. So the final line on Brooks, 6 innings, 8 hits, 4 earned runs. Came in leading the league in ERA, by the way. No walks, 3 strikeouts. 1-1. Ballo takes a called strike on the outside corner. 1-2. Blue Jays trying to add to a 6-5 lead, bottom eight. Reynoso with the pause and the pitch. There goes De La Rosa, and it's lined foul. We'll do it over. Most fans who came in the gate earlier have stuck around, and they have been treated to a good one. Punch for punch ball game here. Another day, another close one. It's been almost exclusively close games this week. The 1-2. Ballo swings and misses for strike 3. Fastball at 94 sets him down. That's out number 1. And the home 8.
Designated hitter number 4, Bryce Arnold.
Here's Bryce Arnold, hitless today, 0-for-3, struck out his last time in the 7th. Bottom 8, Blue Jays 6, Jupiter 5. First offer, Arnold takes a slider for a called strike on the back door, 0-1. Arnold in a wide set stance from the right side. Catcher Lane sets up on the outside edge, and the 0-1 misses outside. 1-1. We'll see who closes out this game for the Jays. There's somebody warming out in the bullpen. Work on figuring out who that is. Throw over to first is late. De La Rosa back in with a dive. It's Aaron Munson warming up for the Blue Jays. So it looks like he's going to get a save opportunity. 1-1 pitch. There goes De La Rosa again. Swing and a miss. Throw down is on the money. A frozen rope from Carmine Lane behind the plate. Cuts down De La Rosa. Caught stealing for out number 2. Couldn't have placed that ball any better. Just in front of the bag on the first base side of the second base bag. McCants applied the tag. So the count is 1-2, and the pitch to Arnold is fouled back into the screen. We'll do it over. Reynoso trying to restore order to this game for the Jupiter bullpen. The 1-2. Misses. Downstairs just barely. Reynoso wants a challenge, and the call is upheld.
The call has been confirmed.
Jupiter is out of challenges. Two balls, two strikes. Blue Jays haven't gone down in order since the fourth. 2-2, a swing and a miss. Arnold down on strikes. Blue Jays do indeed go down in order. Despite the leadoff walk from De La Rosa, he's caught stealing. Then Reynoso retires two batters on strikes. So we go to the ninth. Aaron Munson coming on to close this thing out. Blue Jays lead 6-5 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Duraedge products.
Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Greta Van Fleet booming through the speakers at TD Ballpark, which means Aaron Munson is into the ball game, trying to save this one. Series finale between Dunedin and Jupiter. Blue Jays lead 6-5 in the top of the ninth. Munson will face 9-1-2 for the Hammerheads here, starting with Carmine Lane, who has been a really tough out today. 2-for-3 with a single and a triple. First pitch. Breaking ball, called strike. Lower half of the zone. It's 0-1. Munson enters the ball game with a 3.94 ERA in 12 appearances this season. The pitch. Lane taps it foul. It's 0-2. Munson 1-for-1 in save opportunities. He's got 22 strikeouts to 13 walks. Looks in for the sign from Deshams. Deals the 0-2. Tapped foul, and Lane stays alive. The difference in this game is the Blue Jays' two-run seventh inning. Go-ahead RBI single from Manny Beltre. Big-time Beltre himself. 0-2. It's popped up into center. Joseph comes in, gets under it, makes the catch, one down.
Second baseman, number 4, Jordan McCants.
Base is empty for Jordan McCants. He's 0-for-3 with a hit by pitch, and I think I just heard a fan say, watch the bunt. Don't worry, the Blue Jays are. Ricardo Ballo in on the grass at third. First pitch. McCants does not square and takes a called strike on a fastball at 93 on the outside edge. 0-1. 6-5 Jays, top of the ninth. Cantz waves the bat back and forth. The pitch. Called strike 2. Cutter for Munson. He's well out ahead. 0-2. He winds and tosses. And misses outside. One ball and two strikes. Munson, the draft pick last year by the Blue Jays in the 19th round. Former starter at Angelo State. Reads the sign from Deshams. The 1-2. A swing and a miss on a pitch in the dirt. Nick scoops it up, chucks it down to first. In time, McCants is retired, and the Hammerheads are down to their final out. It's represented by Jesus Hernandez. It has been a ballad of a ball game today. Back and forth. Clutch hitting from both sides. Blue Jays lead by one in the top of the ninth, 6-5. First pitch to Hernandez. Misses low and away to the right-hander. 1-0. Righty-on-righty matchup. Hernandez has reached his last two times. Single in the fifth, walk in the seventh. 1-0. Wave and a miss. Good cutter in the upper half of the zone. 1-1, one strike. Munson deals. Hernandez takes a called strike, too. 1-1 and two strikes. Blue Jays a strike away from a fifth consecutive win. Munson toes the rubber, turns and tosses. And Hernandez takes low. 2-2 two strikes. Be the Blue Jays' longest win streak since they won six straight. Just in early April. Munson comes back with a 2-2 offer. And Hernandez takes outside. Runs the count full, 3-2. Ryan Ignafo, the Hammerheads' best hitter, waits on deck. Munson nods at the Shams. Takes a breath. Payoff pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Strike three. And that's all she wrote. The Dunedin Blue Jays have won five straight games. They lose the series opener on Tuesday and then win all the rest. What a week for the DJs. And with the win today, they improved to 19-20 within a game of getting back to 500. Jupiter with the loss falls to 22-17. A fun week here at TD Ballpark for the Jays. Got it done today at the plate with clutch hitting. And then the back end of the bullpen was strong. Aaron Munson with a 1-2-3 ninth inning to earn his second save of the year. Here are the final totals. First for the victorious Dunedin Blue Jays. 6 runs on 11 hits, 2 errors, and 6 men left on base. For Jupiter, 5 runs on 7 hits, no errors, and 6 men left. The winning pitcher is Juanmi Vasquez. Vasquez went 3 innings, allowed 3 hits, 3 runs, just one of which was earned. He walked one and did not strike anybody out. The losing pitcher is Holt Jones, who opened the 7th inning, pitched a third of an inning, was charged for 2 earned runs. 1 strikeout, 1 walk, and Munson earns the save. This ball game was played in 2 hours and 21 minutes in front of a crowd of 374 at TD Ballpark. We'll step aside for a break and come back with the out-of-town scoreboard when we return on the post-game show here on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Blue Jays have won 5 straight, 6-5 the final score. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in 4 styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. chat and interact with other fans, play daily games, and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
DJ's fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Back one final time at TD Ballpark here this week. Blue Jays win another tight one. 6-5, the final score over Jupiter today. The Jays take 5 out of 6 games from the Hammerheads after Jupiter swept the Jays in the first series between these two teams. Let's take a look around the Florida State League out-of-town scoreboard. The out-of-town scoreboard is brought to you by Frenchie's Outpost Bar and Grill. When you're in from out of town, visit Frenchie's on Causeway Boulevard. One game still in progress. It's Palm Beach and St. Lucie in the bottom of the 7th. Palm Beach leads 9-5 in Jupiter. So, if Palm Beach wins that game, they'll have sole possession of first place over the Hammerheads over in the Florida State League East. Final score from Clearwater, Threshers win again. What else is new? 3-2 the final score, Threshers take down Daytona. Final score from Lakeland, Fort Myers takes the finale there, 8-2 over the Flying Tigers. And Tampa takes another one from Bradenton, 3-1. So the Marauders lose the final 3 games of that series in Tampa. So they'll come in on a bit of a downstretch when they take on the Jays in Bradenton next week. 6-game set between the Jays and the Marauders starting on Tuesday night. More details on that in a moment, but now we'll look around the out-of-town scoreboard in the Blue Jays organization. Bottom of the 5th inning for Triple-A Buffalo taking on Rochester. They're currently down by 1 run. It's 3-2 in the bottom of the 5th. Top of the 5th in Hartford for Double-A New Hampshire. No score. Both teams with just 1 hit. And High-A Vancouver will wrap up their series with Spokane on the road today. That series finale set to start at 4:05 Eastern time. As for the big league club, they lead 1-0 at home against Tampa Bay, middle of the 4th inning. Today feels like a must-win game for the Jays, to put it plainly. Not many must-win games on, you know, May 19th any given year, but it feels that way for the Jays, and they currently lead 1-0 through 3.5. Looking ahead to next week's series between Dunedin and Bradenton, we will have radio coverage for all 6 games. Hope you can join us here on DunedinBlueJays.com. If you want to tune in on MILB TV, maybe sync up the feed, you can do so. Unfortunately, there's no app for that yet with MILB TV, but you can tune into the audio stream on DunedinBlueJays.com. Game 1 between the Marauders and the Blue Jays set to start at 6:30 on Tuesday night. Our coverage begins with the Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show that starts at 6:15, first pitch at 6:30. That'll do it for our coverage here this week from TD Ballpark. For our entire hardworking broadcast crew and front office staff, this is Larry Larson saying thank you so much for spending your Sunday with us, and hopefully you can spend some time with us next week when the Blue Jays look to win 2 straight series. They'll take on the Marauders for 6 next week on the road. This has been one more time, the final score. The Blue Jays win it over the Hammerheads, 6-5, the final. This has been a presentation of the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. So long, everybody. Happy Sunday.